This is the Shanaki for February 16th, episode 53, Martin Luther King. For the Shanaki, I'm Patrick McLean.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
This is a speech I thought I knew, by a man I thought I knew. If the beginning is not familiar, then surely this line will make it clear.
I have a dream that one day...
Dr. Martin Luther King, civic saint of the civil rights movement, tragically martyred and now remembered with a federal holiday that is, in many people's mind, nothing more than another day off. In mine too, I suppose. But the other day, an interesting thing happened. Set to random, my MP3 player singled out this historic speech for my listening pleasure. Dr. King was the farthest thing from my mind. I was trying to beat a deadline. Drowning out background noise with pop music, I almost skipped past it. But as I was about to press the fast-forward button, my hand froze. And it was this line that did it.
But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt.
It's easy, looking back from the great height of 2006, to say, of course his cause was just. But in 1963, amid the heat of a nation in turmoil, was it so obvious to everyone? Listening to this speech with fresh ears, I was astonished. Not at the rhetoric, which is excellent. No, I was astonished by the fundamental nature of Dr. King's appeal. He's standing with an army in the middle of our nation's capital. It's crowded, it's hot, and people are angry because they have a legitimate grievance. How easy it would have been to tap into that anger.
The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community.
But his persuasive appeal is not anger. It is faith. A patriotic faith in this country, which I'm not sure I have. The strength of his appeal is that he cries out to what is best in each of us. He's not really asking us to change, not fundamentally. He's asking us to live up to what is best. And we respond. As proof, I submit that only once during the entire speech is he drowned out by the crowd.
For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is paramount. They have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone.
And what is the dream of the I Have a Dream speech? Everyone has their own view of utopia, and the word dream in this speech encapsulates many visions. But when Dr. King first defined the dream in this speech, he did so in a way that surprised me.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
For me, this line is the heart of the whole speech. He's counting on us to make good on a check written by our forefathers. Not by force of arms does he expect to overcome, but by the inherent goodness in the hearts of men. Simply put, he expects people to do what is right. All of the social reformers I've heard in my lifetime have based their appeal on anger. But to me, this speech is so different it might well have come from another planet. If Dr. King's appeal works, and clearly it did, it is because we are a good deal better than we usually give ourselves credit for. So on January 16th, I will not choose to remember a martyr. I will be thinking about a man and a speech, which showed me that it is possible to change the world not through fear or anger, but by appealing to what is best in all of us.
In a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.